First, tell me about your devotional talk.
All right, the title of my devotional talk is BYU Idaho Stories. And I've always been intrigued by the stories that people tell me about how they came here. A lot of times it was not what they had planned, something they hadn't, expected to do all of their life. And so coming here, it feels like it was meant to be. It feels like they were led here. And so that just really intrigued me about how, different people, faculty and students, happen to be at BYU-Idaho.
So what kind of inspired you? You said that you were intrigued by some of these people's stories. What inspired you to want to give a talk on storytelling and maybe BYU-Idaho stories in general?
I think that it was probably the process of elimination. I thought about a number of other topics initially, but I kept coming back to this idea of telling our stories and recognizing that each of us have stories to tell about why we're here at BYU-Idaho and really how the Lord has led us in our lives.
So why do you feel it's so important to tell stories?
I think it's important to tell stories because stories are a way that we connect with our culture, that we pass on important information to our children and our grandchildren, and likewise, that we embrace our own family values, our own traditions, because of stories that have been told to us.
As a journalist and working here at the radio station, I 100% believe that everyone has a story to tell. And you just said that you believe that as well. What would you tell someone if they feel like maybe they don't have a story or they don't know what story is theirs?
That is such a good question. I think that a lot of us haven't articulated our stories. We haven't taken the time to think about the fact that we do have stories. So if I was talking to someone who felt like they didn't have a story, really the first thing to do is do exactly what you do. Be a good journalist and start asking those questions so that we can help them understand that there is a story and perhaps help them put it together.
So in this digital age and time with all this new technology, do you feel that it has helped or hindered storytelling?
I think it's hindered. I'm sorry that may be the case, but I think that we've become used to really short snippets of conversation, and we probably don't have the time really to listen like we used to. There are so many things pulling in our time that I'm not sure that we develop the art of listening to a story. So I think, though, that can be overcome as long as we tell stories to others and we recognize the importance of our own stories.
So since you're here and we're talking about BYU-Idaho stories, I'd love to hear your BYU-Idaho story. What kind of brought you to BYU-Idaho?
Well, I actually have two coming to BYU-Idaho stories. One was really the coming to Rick's story, and that occurred. I had intended to go to BYU. I was the first child in my family, and it just seemed like a good place to go. A lot of my friends were going there, so I had prepared and applied, and as I recall, I had been accepted. But I had a cousin who... all of her family, her siblings, had come to Rick's College, and she said, "Why don't you come up? You know, we're going to look for housing, and why don't you just come with me?" So I went, and when I got here, I loved this place. I thought it just fit my personality, and I felt that maybe with a smaller university, I could do things that I was interested in and perhaps not have so much, competition and distraction. So that's how I ended up here the first time. The second time was kind of unusual for me, too. I was teaching at another university, and kind of at the last minute, someone mentioned to me that there was an open position in my area, which is nursing, and suggested that perhaps I should apply. And so I did it, not really planning or expecting to make a change. And the rest is history. Things just worked out, and here I am.
That's really cool. So in your devotional talk, will you be sharing other people's stories and stories that you've heard?
I will. My story is interesting to me, but it's probably rather a common story. And so I interviewed several students that have remarkable stories. I think they're inspirational. I think they definitely make a difference in my life to have heard those stories, and I believe they will make a difference in others' lives. And so those are the stories that I'll be telling.
Now, I've talked to quite a few students as well, just in my everyday life, and asked them what brought them to BYU-Idaho. A lot of people tell the story of, well, I didn't get into BYU, and so I decided to come here. Do you feel like that story is a good enough story, or do you feel like they have other stories to tell?
That is an interesting question. I think it is a good enough story, because I think the underlying story is that Heavenly Father knew better than they did or we did, and perhaps BYU-Idaho was the better place. Now, even though they had intended to go to BYU, the majority of students who tell me that story, and I have also heard that story, the ending, at least the ending of that chapter, is that this was the perfect place for them. Things happened that may not have happened other places. They met their eternal companion. They had internships that they may never have been able to get somewhere else. And so even though it's probably not my favorite beginning of a story, typically the end of the story or the end of the chapter is everything that I would hope to hear.
For you, how have some of your personal experiences kind of prepared you to speak at devotional and to give this talk about stories?
When I taught before I came here, I realized that in nursing, stories are critical. This is the way nurses share their culture. This is the way we understand how to deal with difficult patients, with difficult others, how we learn to be compassionate, how we learn to listen to the deeper meaning of what patients are telling us. And so I started a practice of having my students, instead of doing strictly technical writing, which that you often do in nursing, I asked them to tell a story if they had one. And I heard some remarkable stories. In fact, some of them were publishable. So I think that has prepared me for my topic. I also think that speaking at devotional, although I admit that I'm nervous just a bit about such a large audience, I think, as with most of us who have grown up in the church, just speaking and talking about personal kinds of things or things of interest, you know, in church meetings and other gospel venues has led me to this point.
Great. Well, that's all the questions that I had. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay. Thank you.